Can I get an ashtray, please? Do we have an ashtray? No, an 85 South ashtray. With the faces.
Rolling tray.
Rolling tray, yeah.
Hey, Reese, how many other rolling tray that's back there, right in front of you?
Oh, I told you, Lowe, man, you need to go and get your ass back out there, man. That shit. It's therapeutic. I need to be honest, I need it.
Damn, so can't wait. My first week in that week.
Because what's next?
Y'all go to Birmingham after you.
First one?
Yeah.
The first time? You've been on the road already, though.
Nah. I ain't been since March.
You ain't been since March? Who the fuck was going on the road? And I think it was Dizzy.
Yeah, Dizzy, yeah.
Dizzy popped off. Somebody was doing, Duval was doing shows in July, too, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Some niggas was working in June and July. They bullshit. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about doing the heart of that shit.
I was scared.
I was scared. But then I started
the 10 crack commandments
and shit.
Yeah.
Around August, I said, I don't give a fuck. I perform in the kitchen. Let me go to work. I ain't selling no cocaine, but I was good.
Pre-show?
Pre-show lighter.
I ain't selling no cocaine.
Thank you kindly.
I'm good, man.
Oh, she got one?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. How you? Man, you man. Didn't actually rap.
Man, I actually went to the nigga, the owner, and like, yo, OG, I need a bag, man. They gonna fuck the block up. That nigga read my shit.
What he said?
That read my shit. I'm like, oh, I will bust every bag of chips in the store.
Damn.
I thought
we'll let you go.
Man, had my face on some chips.
Oh, what flavor it was gonna be?
The fuck
it'd be like sour cream.
Fuck you mean Frito?
Sour cream.
It'd be funny.
Nah, it'd be Coach Adia.
Fuck you sour mean.
Fuck you sour mean.
What he said though? Like how you declined
it? He didn't say shit. He just read it.
Your pickle head.
I ain't no little bitch now.
He probably, that probably was his assistant or something.
I hit his ass about three times. You know, I'm consistent.
It might not be him though.
Nigga read my shit
we'll
three times.
We'll talk to him.
He read my shit three times.
Hell no.
He don't want them all. Hey, he don't want your fans hitting them.
Okay.
But that's what they gonna do.
Tell me that.
Chill!
Slide that water one time, Tay. You got the other water.
Tay got the water.
Yeah, tell it out, man. This big show. We can't get a free promotion.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
What y'all laughing at,
85
man?
85 South,
this
ain't no back room.
Already laughing.
They be loving that shit. We put that shit up there for free. No more.
Y'all ready to jump this shit off? Y'all ready to jump this shit off?
They go crazy.
Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Don't worry about it. We in here.
You already know the flavor. We got all type of special guests in the house tonight, DC.
Hey!
Guess who we got here with us today?
Who we got food?
Man, of course you know we got our brother Clayton English in here.
Come on, man. Stop doing the
music,
man.
It's
so good to be back with y'all, bud.
But we got the self-made legend.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Country Wayne, Mr. Swag,
right,
appreciate it.
Let it sizzle on your spirit.
Let it sizzle. Man, we want to hear you talk that shit. First of all, congratulations on all your success, man.
Appreciate it. Man, congratulate you guys, man. Hey, man, y'all, you know what I'm saying, before the road stopped, you know what I'm saying, y'all was selling out like rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody did that in the company yet, man. Y'all had the hood coming out straight up in everybody, the church and everybody.
Man, we had everybody in the church, auntie on the oxygen. And palm hit his
butt. Yeah.
What? You see a girl, lady with the little wheelchair. She had that motherfucker rolled up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we seen it all. Man, we done had some wild shows, man. But we appreciate that, though, man. But you had some wild shows, too, and you out here selling out. headlining by yourself, man. Blew up on the Facebook.
Yo, Child Support, listen, we ain't got to talk about that.
I feel you. It was you and Mike and then some more.
Yeah, it was a lot of
it was other folks. Like Ryan Davis was there, too. Yeah. I was there.
I did
a few minutes.
Carlos.
Yeah, Chico was on that show. It was a big show.
You told me I'm in the cars, you got two. I'm finna tell it.
It was two?
I'm finna tell it.
One of them driving all y'all want.
I'm gonna tell your business on your show. I'm gonna tell everything I know. If everybody don't give me something, y'all gave me a shirt and a fleece. I want a piece of the pie. All this nice stuff. I've been waiting to get on here so I can tell it.
They gonna cut your mic off.
This gonna be the shortest episode.
DC got nervous as hell. You're like, hold on, what the hell is this boy about to say?
They gonna cut his mic off.
What is he talking about? I have nothing. I'm like Kodak Black.
I'm saying, I don't have it.
Yeah, man. I'm proud of y'all boys, though, man. I was holding that for somebody. I don't have nothing.
The Capri Sun, just air in it. It ain't got no juice. They've been blowing them up and putting them back and taping the straw back to the top. These boys are creative.
Yes, sir.
DC over here smoking mid.
No,
don't put that out there.
No,
this is happening loud right here.
Hey, I'm sorry for everybody. I'm talking too much. I'm high right now, and I don't even smoke. Yeah, y'all been got me high earlier. Okay, I'm high.
Bet. You don't smoke, nigga?
No, I smoke now. Happened.
Well, you about to smoke today.
I smoke now. For sure.
Hey, man, you know you long overdue. You supposed to been by the trap.
Oh, yeah, yes, man. Sir. Yeah, man. Y'all been
a lot of requests.
I've been trying, been knocking on the door and everything, man.
No, I did, though.
That was a spot down the street. We are up the street.
No, we tell you. Y'all up for real. So,
yeah, I didn't try to be, man. How you been surviving the pandemic, man, going through all this?
Man,
shit?
The pandemic, man, you know, when it first hit, you know what I'm saying? I told my baby mamas, I said, I'm just going to go get back with all y'all. I understand what I did wrong. I had to go back to baby mama.
Okay.
But no, man, shoot, man. I went back online, man. Went back to Facebook. We all started back trapping it out, man. Dropping them videos. You know what I'm saying? All that. They had to, man. They cut our money off.
Cut it off.
I had already bought stuff. From dates, they're on my bank account. I was like, man, look at these dates.
You know what's coming.
Yeah, I went to the car dealership. Hey, yeah, I got these dates. You know what I'm saying?
They let you do that?
Huh? Yeah, my hometown. You know?
Oh, okay. Can they know you good for it?
Yeah, but yeah, so I've just been dropping them videos for real, man.
Getting back in the trench?
Yeah, but I'm going back out now. Going back on the road. You know what I'm saying? Going back on the road, get some of that money. Child support, you know what I mean?
They don't give a fuck. What's going on?
I deferred all my bills at first. I even tried to call them, but they weren't with it.
They weren't? They kept your shit on auto pay, didn't they?
Yeah.
Duval said he cut his shit off.
How he did that?
I don't know. It's don't have back pay.
Man, I need to talk to little Duval. Cause, they ain't cut mine off not a little bit. Mine went up.
No.
My baby mama went through she in a review.
Uh-huh.
We going through a review right now, and I told them, they don't look back, them dates gone.
Right.
Look in the future.
Right.
Yeah. Damn what I did.
Right.
Don't be going to the child support office, the lady pulling out the flyers.
Right. Ha!
That show over.
Oh, yeah, she pulled out the flyers.
Anybody at the child support office ever asked you to take a picture with them?
Yeah, man, that's why my flyer, I put up two flyers for my tour dates. Put up a regular one, it's back popping, no, it ain't.
Right.
So I put up social distance.
Right.
You never know it's gonna be some people spread out, so it can't be what you think it is.
Uh-huh. There ain't a lot of folks.
There you go.
It ain't what it used to be.
So your baby mama in court putting out flyers?
Man, listen, the lady, my baby mama auntie know the lady. She kin to the lady.
No.
Who is the lady?
I've been wanting to talk about this.
Yeah,
go ahead. You got the perfect platform.
I go ahead and say it.
Yeah,
Phyllis.
We have Sharon.
I don't know if you should say it.
Damn.
Phyllis.
Yeah, Phyllis.
God damn.
It's unprofessional. I don't even stay in Statesboro no more. Y'all keep, which camera on? Call y'all.
All of them.
You talk to Phyllis and every one of these motherfuckers.
Y'all don't came up like that?
Yes, sir.
Phyllis. You going through review. And I'm telling you right now, I ain't got like that what you think. You know what I'm saying? This right here, I ain't even buy this, and you know that.
So yeah. Phyllis is the lady.
Phyllis is my baby mama, auntie cousin.
What auntie cousin. Why is she so damn nosy in y'all shit?
Because I don't know.
Hey, when tell this her. Entrapment right here, that is a conflict.
Oh, this is,
she can't take your case.
Auntie cousin. I still get cases from a time I don't even stay there.
No,
that's I stay all, here.
We gonna get you with the law firm. We gonna thank get you.
Oh, right. Somebody gonna hit you up we'll and be like, hey, my nigga Contray, I'm a lawyer.
That is black man abuse.
Well, mm-hmm. that's you in a goddamn entrapment, entanglement situation.
I'm entrapment.
Oh, that's all day.
Fuck an entanglement, that's a fucked up situation.
My life been different. Like my baby mama moved to my house and they kicked me out. Doing what? The pandemic. Yo, this is a true story, yo.
Hold on.
I thought we were gonna do comedy, man. I ain't know you were going through all this.
This is a countrywide intervention. They can't keep doing you like this now.
Hey, you know they don't supposed to be able to do that.
I've been waiting.
This say right there on Article 7, you got parental rights.
It's still good.
Yeah, I've been waiting to sit on the sofa and speak my piece.
Man, you got to. You done made DC drop the weed. He can't believe what he
did. I'm about to say, I moved my baby mama in, and she kicked me out. Yo,
what happened?
Man, all the weed hit the ground.
That shit came out of me.
Your baby mama moved in with you, and they put you out?
Yeah, they put me out. I gave them a high. I had to move downtown.
Damn.
Yeah.
You had to go closer to the courthouse.
See, she came to the guest room. I had to go. They kicked me out smooth too. It was slick. Yeah, it was slick. Like she came to us, she stayed in the guest room at first, but I guess that was a sign for me to go.
No.
Yeah, this is a true story.
So she stayed in the guest room, then she expanded. She started taking over the whole house.
You know, coming down the hall a little bit. You know what I'm saying? While I was gone.
Did you have appliances in there?
Man, they kept the furniture and everything. This is a true story, brother. I just moved downtown.
You sound like you didn't want to live there. You just had to go to there.
Huh? Yeah, I'm downtown. I'm downtown now. Yeah, I got kicked out during the pandemic.
That's cold.
But I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm single out here in these streets, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I hope you meet a ball-ass lady who just take you in. Right. And just nurture you back to health, because this is some fucked up shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, man, just right. Help that nigga get back on
like
his feet.
A sugar mama.
With a whole lot of sugar.
Yeah. I've been looking for one.
There's a few of them that watch this show. You got to look with your heart, not with your ass.
Yeah, because I ain't studying a young girl. I ain't studying a young girl for real.
Yeah. You got to find you a queen sugar.
Yeah. Look with your heart. I ain't studying a young girl.
Because they got a heart problem.
Damn. Ooh, I ain't know you were going through all that.
I'm high. Boy, I ain't feel this good.
Down so drinking that water like it's alcohol.
Yeah, I feel good in here now, boy.
You straight.
Yeah, man.
Hit the blunt.
Huh?
Hit the blunt.
I don't hit it. Oh. I don't hit second and third and fourth string.
But
you probably need this environment. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you've been through it. So this is a place to vent. This talk your shit.
I went to Blue Flame.
Okay.
This that make you feel a lot better, especially when you're depressed.
Yeah.
$5 a day.
Ask my brother what song they played. Mask Off. As soon as I went in there.
Mm.
Yeah, for real. They're playing Future. Pack.
Going crazy. Yeah. $5 dance.
Hmm?
$5 dance.
Nah, they don't went up.
Who? You know the fuck Hawaii? It ain't? How much you paying?
You ain't telling you country way?
Man, they ain't kept. Listen, the DJ said, let that sit in your spirit. I'm gonna tell you what happened, man. Man, it didn't listen, man. The man gave. Listen, man. This
so
man,
he knew you. He just didn't give a shit.
I tried to get $200 for one. Right. The girls were looking like that Country Wayne, so I pulled out eight more. Like, right. I'll probably get a thousand. I got $1,001, man. The ones they gave me, yeah. It was dangling a little bit. They had to scrap like this. Them were 70.
hey, you ever get $100 at the strip club and your band on the 100 be loose? You be like, no,
loose to the motherfucker, man.
$77. What my money?
Hey, I used to count my shit. I used to count my one, and I tripped that. And I realized that they pulled to take a $10, you know what I'm saying, off top.
Man, what it was?
Then I went up there like, hey, man.
This
nigga is $4.75. What's in here? They like, DC, you know we got to take $10 off. I'm like, okay, say no more.
That's what happened.
I'm tripping. Don't tell nobody I came here.
Carlo.
I'm
going
to flip this bitch out.
I ain't going to lie. DC weed better than yours. I ain't want to say nothing. But yours ain't hitting on nothing over here. I'm talking about this side.
Talk your shit, cuz.
You talking about the second hand?
No, this side over here feel, but over here I'm getting a headache. Damn. I'm going to turn around this way, man. Go ahead.
Then you're going to get a migraine.
We smoking loud. We smoking loud. It ain't no bullshit over there. You just probably getting two different ones.
I said, maybe it's the rap you got us up. Because you explained it when you first came, and I heard you say, Carlo, you need to smoke out of these. So you must be new. Left side been kind of.
Hey, man, how you going to have a favorite weed to get secondhand?
I ain't going
to
lie, boy.
No, Carlo be smoking that gas.
Without smoking.
Yeah, and y'all don't been saying that shit, and people be believing it.
No, that's if he smoke.
I ain't hit it. You know, you can tell.
I mean, I ain't hit it.
Because I heard you came in, you said you need to smoke out these rounds.
No, because these bitches pulling.
Yeah.
This shit make you feel like you're
overseen. So what made you tell him? Y'all beat each other all the time.
But this the crazy part.
Oh, that what it is? Mm-hmm.
Last week when I brought them, he said, man, what the fuck is them?
You ain't roll out of these.
I had them already.
But I ain't know. You supposed to tell me, shut up, young blood.
Go ahead, kid.
Smoke this shit. I would have been like, oh, hey, motherfucker.
Oh, boy. Boy, this joke took me to 285 on Billboard. I swear to God.
Hey, man, if you ain't too high,
man, since you on the show, tell everybody how you got started, man. How you got your start in the comedy game and shit like that. You remember? I know you have.
Yeah, man. We went, God damn, get my thoughts
together.
Man, brother, you can't be laughing because I'm trying to focus. Brother, listen up. I'm trying to focus. Don't listen up.
Well,
y'all knew y'all were gonna do this too. I knew it.
We didn't do nothing.
Yeah, Clayton enjoying this, boy.
We didn't do nothing.
Clayton been blowing over here the whole time. Get
yeah. Yeah, man. I started off on Facebook, man, dropping them videos consistent, just the same thing I'm doing now, man. I went to Facebook. Man, listen. Yeah. You know what happened? Yeah. Man, I went to Facebook and then I went to Instagram. And then,
see. Hey, that nigga eyes up, bro. That nigga stupid, man.
He's gonna start over now. I'm Country Wayne.
Yo.
I am Country Wayne. Yo. You a color.
You wanna ask deep questions after he don't
start. Who y'all?
Damn, man, don't ask me that deep.
You know what happened.
Yeah, this nigga
story.
They was even filming. You know what happened? What the fuck is this nigga asking me for?
Hey, man.
Nigga, you remember?
Man, that nigga is stupid.
I'm asking for the people we did.
All the people?
Not that a lot of people don't know. It's
I feel.
You know, you done told the story of bits and pieces around.
I did skits. I act out situations on Facebook. and I see y'all, man, it's a crowd, man. I ain't gonna lie. DC, you think that's funny.
You talking about acting out situations?
That's what I did. I do it, man. DC got to help me out. Man.
I started thinking about it. I was like, he do.
Yeah.
He do.
We all did, but I never thought about it like that. We really do act out situations.
We act out situations. Yes, we do. We act out. We get the situation. And we tell a story through our actions. And I did it. And I kept doing it.
You done gave the old people the
same. That nigga gave the literal definition. Well, I got in character and I found the location. I found my motivation.
Cause they already thought we ain't do comedy. Now you done actually gave them what the fuck we. You don't do comedy. You act out situations. That's what you do.
Situation actor.
I'm like, oh, you a situation actor.
Y'all ain't shit. Y'all done got Country Wayne hat in this motherfucker, man.
Why the fuck did you tell them that, bro? You know them online niggas gonna be on our ad. No, you act out situation.
I seen you.
What you doing in the store? Buy shit, okay. Yeah, everybody do that.
That's a nigga situation.
Crazy, bro.
That's exactly what
but
we did.
But you feel me, Clay?
Bro.
We act out situation.
That's exactly what we did.
God damn. Ooh, it getting in the drink. Let me cool my talk.
I can't
get high and drunk in here. Oh, Lord. But that's what I did to the people who still watching.
Okay, on some real G shit, you feel me? Because we both come from that background.
Yeah.
Now, it's a different, same playing field,
mm-hmm.
different lane.
Yeah.
I started off on the Vine, mm-hmm. and Instagram, and you went to Facebook.
Yeah.
I thought, to me, Facebook was over with because I started on Facebook when I was in, high school. But Facebook was popping off. You feel me? But that just let us know, like, we need to be directing our attention everywhere because niggas were making that bag. And y'all was making a bag more than Instagram because y'all had y'all shit, what it is, monetized?
Yeah, I just monetized mine during the
pandemic. God damn.
Yeah, I just monetized.
Don't tell child support.
The look
you're telling
the
me working on it.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, we working.
We working with it.
Trying to get the shit together.
Yeah, we working
to the
on
future.
But yeah, Facebook,
They were all what they were doing. They was on. Carlos, man, come on, you're gonna ask a question. Y'all gonna be an interview. Who the interviewer? Listen.
Everybody.
Good Lord.
Man, what they were doing questions that, can come from anywhere.
What they
nigga.
Were doing in Facebook.
Because a nigga gonna come out that door and ask you a question.
Good way. Hey, Marvin, they ain't gonna ask you a question.
I've been looking at it, I ain't wanna say nothing. I was like, that one, you look like it locked.
Hey, what they were doing on
is
Facebook?
Is this door to y'all place?
That's the other studio. It moved out.
Oh, they let y'all talk loud and you're like, that's that
the who the fuck is they?
Oh. It's the trap.
Okay.
Who is they?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, the light bills in here.
Yeah, yeah. Lights on, cause look.
Okay.
Big.
Yeah, I like y'all. Yeah. What's up, man?
I mean, hey, we'll actually go up there and give them the money, but we make sure they didn't get up.
We contribute.
Yeah. Now, DC, you big like, words. Contribute. Yeah, but yeah, man.
What happened on Facebook?
Facebook, man, it just took off. Facebook was a different crowd. You know, Instagram, different crowd. Like, you know, it's just two different worlds. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got a different crowd. And I respect, and Facebook, you know, it was a lot of old people. And I'm the only young person, so they grabbed on to me.
You snapped.
But you related to them. Because the stuff you was doing. Yeah. Like
I got the aunties. I got all the aunties, the uncles, and the grandmas, the granddaddies. And then it got the youth, because I went on Instagram too. You know what I'm saying? I went on Instagram.
And when you say that, you are not lying.
I got
two aunties every week to send me some of your video. You need to get with Country Wayne. I mean, I know what you're doing is cool, but he is, and he don't curse, he in the church with it.
Yeah.
He can do stuff with anybody.
Right.
You need to get with him. Now, I know if you want to start taking your stuff serious.
Yeah. that's a fact.
They tell you that shit.
That's a fact.
Old people tell you, they give you suggestions for your career like you just fucking off. They just... Like they came up with some brilliant shit. You know who you need to get with?
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Smiley now.
Why?
Hey.
Why?
That boy got a radio show.
Uh-huh. What they gonna do for me, auntie?
He'll turn you on to some folks. I mean, he might be able to do something.
He might be able to do something for you.
Hey, my granddad. Hey, man, I can't listen. My granddad said that. I don't know. You know, I seen Steve Harvey. Might need to see what Steve Harvey got.
But look, they don't understand that we see them. So they don't understand
first
that celebrities
all,
to them.
Hey,
like,
DC, they think we can go down there and be like, hey, put me on this shit. That's how they think shit
you
works.
You supposed to know me.
Yeah, that's how they think shit's supposed
to work. Clayton,
Clayton speak real good English.
His name Clayton English.
Yeah.
English, baby.
That's why, you speak real good English.
Salvador Domingo. English majors, all that shit.
Yeah, that there was, we don't talk like that. No, DC, you know me and you can't talk like that for real. Me and you.
You boys, yeah.
Well, DC got some words.
I can articulate.
Mine just sound.
Don't let this loud shit exude. Don't let this loud, energetic shit exude my intelligence.
Through the epilogical resources of the spiritual reaction.
There we go.
Come on. But, and I don't even know what that means, but it means something.
There we go.
Oh, you ain't said
I've been
shit?
Using them since 8th grade, them same words.
What?
Every time I try to be smart, I'd be like, through the epilogical resources of the spiritual reactions. And it worked everywhere.
You just got me.
You damn sure worked, man.
You damn sure worked.
This nigga remember one goddamn presentation from school and that shit to carry.
I taught Jamaican. I taught Jamaican and everything. I rap Jamaican for real.
For real.
You well, come on, bro.
Let me hear one.
I look on the Mr. Collar, been a gun, door solid. Can I call up, bust up, come to with that on the floor? Shabba! So I go back up, and I beat up on the bless. I walk out in the store, and I just might flex. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Don't fuck
about Jamaica. Yeah, yeah, you didn't know that, Lo.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
He said, I'm shocked.
I know that shit. He said he was riding in a Condor.
You bullshit.
That's what I heard.
Oh. Damn, he listen good.
You was, hey, but when you start spitting, though, you was in there.
Yeah.
You had hit a pocket, and you, when you looking at the flow, let me know you dead ass serious.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm serious with that, man.
Hey, okay, what up, bro? Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to get off Facebook and transition to stand-up? Because that's another world. We both know, like, that ain't, we got our phones, and that's just us.
Yeah.
When we go on that stage, it's a different ball game. So what made you want to jump out there?
Child support. They were like, I had no followers, but you know, I was in the street, and then I had the nightclubs.
both of them were kind of in.
What was the name of your nightclub?
The Spot.
The Spot. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody who's come to the Spot. If you at the Spot, you're hot. If you ain't tonight, every Saturday night, Country Wayne, yo, come
let's
up.
Go.
All, all the real men, I salute all the pretty ladies, head, my babies.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody at the Spot, Southeast Georgia. Y'all know what it is. Yeah. Hottest nightclub, Southeast Georgia.
Yep. Who was some of the coldest niggas you brought through the Spot?
Ooh. The Spot? Yeah, me.
I know you
wasn't paying there. Nobody to come to that bitch.
Oh, I figured it out. The last artist I bought was Ply. Last artist I bought was Musical.
Yeah. Musical.
Hell no. Yeah, I lost some of my money with Musical. Is Musical listening?
He be watching. He love this show.
Yeah, Musical, you my dog.
I lost all my money with Musical.
His name Mike. I learned his real name and everything.
Who you want to make
it? I brought Musical.
What happened, bro?
Danger. I'm talking about, you know, you walk in the club, yeah, they'll be here. Right. You know what I'm saying? He ain't sell no pre-sale. And I should have brought Juvenile. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm from a small town, Millen, Georgia.
Right.
So I'm in Statesboro, a little bigger than Millen.
Right.
The dude told me, shout out my dude Dooley. He was like, man, who you bring? I said, man, I got Musical coming. He was like, Yeah, goddamn. But my hometown love Musical, right. But my town small. Like, nah. He said, man, I said, yeah. They asked me, I had a choice out of Musical and Juvenile. He said, yeah, you should have brought Juvie. I said, nah, man. I'm bringing Musical.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I said, why you say that? He said, you must be trying to lose some money or something. I'm like, man, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right,
like,
Musical.
Yeah, that's when I learned then, man. Sometimes you got to listen to people about the area, about what they're in.
Right.
Man, I brought Musical, man. God, dog. Ain't nobody come but my family. They're singing all the songs. I'm mad as hell. I couldn't even feel the music. He coming up, man, you had a good time tonight, Wayne? No, man, yeah, I ain't taking you back to the airport. That's what I learned then, man. So I just started paying all the fine girls in the hood who talked to dope boys. Hey, I'm going to pay y'all. The dude, they were messing with all the dudes. Hey, I'm going to pay y'all, man.
Tell them to call.
Every week. Hey, man. So I created me a system. I ain't pay no artists.
You said I ain't taking you back to the airport. You ain't picking phone calls.
Man, lost all the money. He was up there on stage jumping around.
That's hilarious, bro.
He performed good, though, bro. He performed good, man.
That is hilarious.
He was a hell of a performer.
Hell of a performer. I lost it.
I
lost everything.
Man, spotted him around the airport.
You know that's what it is.
But shout out to Trick Daddy. Brought Trick Daddy. He sold it out, man. Trick Daddy sold it out.
Trick love the kid.
Yeah.
He got Mr.
They see you dumb as hell, bro.
No, my dad took him back, man. my daddy took him back. Boy, I hope Miskel. Hey, Miskel, man.
Hey, Miskel,
what's going on these cameras on?
All of them.
There, what up? That camera ain't on over there. He faking.
You know, that motherfucker on.
He been pointing to the wall the whole time.
That's your close-up camera.
Ooh, hey, Miskel, man, you know, we on 85 South Show. We had to turn up one time. You know it's a true story. You know what I mean? But DC, you know, he taking it far. You know, ain't he stranded? You know, my daddy took you to the airport.
Yeah. But you did.
Huh?
You did.
No.
You couldn't.
I was too sick.
You couldn't, yeah.
He had to sit on the flight and call Cousin coming to pick up. Yeah. I had to come over to leave me screaming. Oh, shit. How did you go around to
him? Where you leave you at, DC?
Oh, shit.
If you don't make no money, you on your own.
I forgot, but that nigga was mad as fuck at me.
Oh, boy, that's hilarious,
bro. Well, DC funny, man.
Boy, stupid, man.
Hey, man.
My worst promoter experience when I went to the Bahamas, that nigga paid me and all that Bohemian money in the middle of the night.
Bohemian money?
How you made it back?
Was it worth good American money?
No.
No, was it?
I don't give a fuck what it was. I need American cash.
Yeah.
And I can't, I don't have nowhere to change
up. If you change it, you're going to lose 15%.
You goddamn right. Get my money before I slept.
What's your club look like, bro? What was
that setup? Oh, the spot, well, on the first club, man, straight up. I ain't putting up $10,000 in it.
And they profited the first week. I ain't had no liquor license the first
one. Mm. Was it BYOB?
No. No, you. So okay. I tricked everybody. Cause it was a dry county. So what I did, instead of trying to hide the liquor, right. Cause people used to try to open that club and try to sneak. What I did, I set it up real nice back there. So I said, when people walk in, they gonna be like, hell, he got to have a liquor license. If he got it all up there like that, I had the Hennessy, some rock lined up.
Right, right.
The police used to even come in there.
Right. Presentation.
They ain't know. Cause I had kind of took off online. So they were like, boy, they were like, Country Wayne got some power, boy.
Right.
I ain't have a liquor like
turned up.
Yo, you had Harlem Nights. You had.
Well, I tore a gambling room. Brother had a gambling room.
Yo, motherfucking hustler, my nigga.
Yo, but, this nigga had a speakeasy.
But you gonna take that doubt back, cause I like it got killed, though. I like
it
got shot.
Yeah, get it back.
Reversed it.
I like got shot when, boy, they had them guns in there, man. Anybody try to open a nightclub, man, y'all know what it is. They right. had them guns. This one I knew it was time to end out. I'm out there, you know how you fussing at people.
Right.
You try to act hard because your club. Hey, man, hey, don't be coming at my spot, man.
Right.
I got child support, all that, man. Man, that dude put out a gun. And me and my sister done were trying to stop the fight out there. He put out the gun, but he shot in the air, but he did the gun like this. Pow! But in my mind, I'm shot. I already knew it.
Right, right.
And all I feel, because my sister had weighed some water on my shirt. Right. And I say, y'all get back in. I was whispering everything.
Right.
She's like, what's wrong? I said, they hit me, but it's okay. Man, I done went to the kitchen. I done laid down and everything. I'm like, don't stop. I say, don't touch it too hard. I say, put some pressure on it. I'm remembering stuff I done heard from movies and everything.
Right.
You and your lady could be at the house quarantining with a whole sex swing. You can hang her ass up in the kitchen and give her the business by the bananas. You can really be somebody. Lingerie is not expensive. They'll send it straight to your crib and have your girl walking around here looking like Scarlet. I don't even know if that's her name, but that's the name on the... You be looking like her tied up in the kitchen, hanging from the sex swing. Then you bring this old joker out and buzz her right quick. Oh my God, you can have all of these nice things delivered discreetly to your home if you go to adamandeve.com and use promo code 85SOUTHSHOW. Guess what? Whatever you pick out of this, or whatever you pick, if you use the code the first time you use it, 50% off. Little freak ass. AdamandEve.com. Hang your girl. I take this. Hang her up in the bathroom and then just turn the shower on. The steam gonna clean her body. That's promo code 85SOUTHSHOW. And remember, the steam will clean her body. I'm gonna leave this with you right here just so you can think about it.
Man, I knew. I said, I gotta get the hell away from there.
Right.
But that's what made me start getting serious on the stand-up, though. I said, I gotta get out of here.
Right.
They fighting every week, man. The wrong song, come on. That Boots has set it off. Oh, my God.
Boots.
Meek Mill, that Dreams Not, that intro?
Right.
Yeah.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished?
Ooh.
When I put up in that
But see, it don't really be the music, it just be the nigga, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you right.
It just be retarded, man. It just be so random.
It be that music sometimes, though.
But you can't say the music because we don't want a nigga to not.
I done did some shit I wouldn't have never did because the song was all nigga.
God.
Niggas play Teddy Club up, I threw a chair.
So I passed the Troy?
No, 3-6.
Yeah, Teddy Club up.
This was back in the day, nigga. This was a teen club. I can't imagine what would make a motherfucker open up a teen club. That's the stupidest shit in the goddamn world.
Yeah, teen club. Shame. They thought clubs all the time. Teen club. That's all we did.
What the fuck? Who and was opening it?
The music we was listening to in the club was bad influence anyway. Right. I was listening to A-Ball and MJG.
That shit.
Bust a nigga here. Slap a hoe. Shoot the club.
See, that's too specific.
Exactly.
I bet you won't hit a motherfucker. But push a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But that shit fed us though. That shit did something to the. You know what I mean? Pull
oh, you must ain't got hit in the club for. You ain't never got hit.
Man, we hitting. Ain't nigga even hit me.
Yeah, dude, picked me up so goddamn high one night.
Don't get hit. That's the number one rule.
Nigga picked you up, huh? A nigga picked you up.
My brother don't got jumped. They got jumped in Douglasville, Georgia one time. I was with them, but they didn't get me.
Hey, that wasn't me. That nigga said that wasn't me. How the hell they get jumped? Yeah. How they had to get jumped?
We came, I had a girlfriend in Douglasville in high school, so we drive up here. So we went to one party, and a dude walked, I had my little armor jacket on. Dude walked up to her, like, what's up, Jabril? I like, hold up, partner. Hey, I don't know what y'all doing, ain't here, dog, but hey, man, when I'm here, she mine.
Right.
Everybody was like, ooh, I like, yeah.
Yeah.
I walked back to my Crown Vic, you know what I'm saying? So we went to another party.
Right.
But by this time, he done called all his homeboys, this country boy. In the jacket.
Right.
They remember my jacket and everything. But he wanted to borrow my jacket. Right. My brother Arthur. Thank that God for
up.
That.
That fucked up. That fucked up. He beat you up, bro.
He got away. My boy Kendall got away, but my homeboy Neil, I know you watching this, boy.
Damn.
They jumped over, they were so scared. Cause when we ran out,
right.
We in the party. Now I'm chilling. They trying to go around. He don't even know what I just did.
Right.
So he had my jacket on. So when they came back around, we see some dude with a bunch of cell phone over his head and my homeboy Neil head. And they were like, you know, the squad in the building. I'm like, the damn squad. I'm like, so I said, oh hell. So yeah, I ain't know what going on at first. I was like, man. And I see one dude fist balled up so goddamn tight. His hand like a biscuit. I said, ooh. I said, God. I said, I bet he won't be the one to hit me. Boy, we ran through the back. We walked. I said, y'all, let's go. Because they figured out. It took them a while to figure out what was going on.
Right.
They sitting up lean with it. Rock. I said, boy, you finna get the rock. Let's go out of here right now. We went out the door, but we at the exit.
Right.
So we about to get out. Them boy came back. They said, hey, man. Hey, where y'all think y'all going at? I was like, I'm just trying to go wherever I can go to my car. Man, we opened the door. My homeboy Neil was so scared. He reached around and locked the back. And all of a sudden, a dude swung. He hit my brother, but my brother said he ain't hit him, but I seen him.
Right.
I seen that print, and you know when you kind of get hit, it don't swell up, but
right. You see it.
I'm like, well, if you ain't hit you, what did hit you? The complexion of your face changed on your cheek.
Right.
Went outside, man, so they all ran forward, but I bust this way. And when I bust this way, a couple of them looked at me, but they were like, well, hell, the crowd going that way, so they let me go. So when I went in, I had a black t-shirt on and tank top. I took my shirt off. And I walked back through and I was like, man, they messed up what they doing to them country boys down there, dog. Man, when I got outside, it was in the neighborhood. You know how they rent the pool house?
Yeah.
I ran so far loose that I was back there in this neighborhood. I ain't know where I was at. I was back there in the creek where I seen the frogs and all that, boy.
No.
I didn't come out till I seen the police light.
No.
And I seen the police light. Cause the police called. I came out. I was like, hey, man, where them boys at, dog? Where them boys at? I was like, man, where they at, man? Where them boys that tried me? And so I asked my brother, I said, y'all all right? He was looking like this. He was like, because they had locked themselves in the car. They had,
oh, I bet y'all was around some killers, man.
They had locked themselves in a girl named Maya car, man. They locked themselves in a girl named Maya car. But he said he didn't get hit, but he got away. He had some Air Force Ones with no shoestrings in it.
Right.
He jumped over the fence, and them fences were high. So that was fear. Was fear.
Right. Because
you know how them pool fences is. My homeboy Kendall got away, but my homeboy Neil, he tried to climb the fence.
They grabbed
him by the booty cheeks. They told that boy, true story, they grabbed that boy from that fence and was beating him. He was like, man, they were like, take his J's. He was like, man, no, these my only J's.
No. I swear to God. Man, got to keep the J's.
Yeah, they had him by his leg and his arm. They said, throw him in the pool. He said, no, I can't swim.
You getting your ass whooped and tortured?
Hey, they did so bad. They let him walk back and everything, man. Whoa. He was messed up, boy. I was like, I hope them boys got their Medicaid card. Cause I thought they all had got beat up, but him and my boy Kilner got away. But cause bro said he ain't get hit, but damn, he ain't got hit that first time.
That fucked up.
He ain't looked away, up, man. Since you said this shit.
He ain't looked up since.
He reminiscing, man.
Damn.
Y'all never my boy to get beat up like that.
Nah, we ain't leaving, but you know.
You went back in the party.
Huh?
You went back to the party.
Cause the party had really ran to see what's up. It wasn't that many people in the party.
Mm.
It was about like 30 more people in there. Like, man, that messed up what was going on out there, boy.
This nigga went and changed characters right quick.
Help is on the way.
Came back
a whole nother nigga. Where them niggas at? I've been out there with the frogs. Where these niggas at?
But we tried to go. After that, we were looking for him though.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember the dude DJ, man. DJ from Douglasville. Never, I ain't gonna start nothing, but I don't know how you look for real. Nah, nah.
Yeah, but he's still out there, don't talk.
He still out there.
Remember that story?
He worked all of them.
He like, girl, I told you, that was us. Country, he talking about
been that. Telling that story, yeah. Nigga. Ever since you blew up, that's his story.
He been telling that story. Man, yeah, we were almost whoop Country Wayne. Oh, we about to we whooped his brother. He got punched. He acting like he
we grabbed the butt cheese, remember?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You could have left that part out, man. You ain't say that part.
Every time he tell the story, why he say that part? Grab his ass cheeks, pulled him down.
Pulled him down, boy. He'll fight for his life, though. They ain't get Wayne. Wayne got away, man. Wayne figure out how to get away.
You talking about Wayne got away, man.
Wayne gonna figure it out, man. You got a lot, you got nine kids, you got to figure it out.
That's a lot of shit. Right. You love some pussy.
I ain't have them then, but they was in me.
You love some pussy.
That one thing about it, you love some coochie.
You love some goddamn coochie.
You love some coochie.
Oh, yeah. Man, I ain't stunting these girls. Now, I tell these girls, I'm stingy with the D. They
ain't
can't
you lying. You lying.
Man, you got right. We got to start a protest, man. Fellas, we got to start being stingy.
That's your weakness, man.
No, too late.
It used to coochie. Be.
You can't start it. You
that's
got
your kryptonite. You see some coochie, you be like.
You got nine. They ain't going to believe you. Your credibility fucked up.
All right. I'm gonna give y'all some game.
You come gotta on, be the treasurer.
Well, you have a bunch of kids that's lust built, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's why I go ahead and have them. Get that lust out. Right. Man, females, I make them work for this now.
What?
Yeah, now? What's your standards? Now? What you like?
You sound like one of them hood ass baby moms.
Yeah, man, you gotta act like, man, they think they could just get that, man. You gotta work for this. You ain't, I'm stingy with the D.
For real.
They can't get this no more. I've been celibate, man. I've been celibate for 720 hours. And this been a great journey.
Boy, you count the hours?
Come over there like that, boy. How many days is that?
Everybody.
Come on, 20 hours.
You gotta tell them about the hours, make you feel like you're alone.
It sounds like a lot of days.
About a week. What, a week and a half?
720 hours.
No, I definitely a week and a half.
Everybody counting, the whole studio.
I don't want to know.
As far as I
want to remember yesterday.
That 120. 120 and 40, what it is? 480.
That's
a month and
what? You single?
Month and a half? 4'8", about a month and a half.
Why
see, I can
eat
that shit. Stop playing with me.
I'm gonna interview you.
What kind of question is that?
That's you know, nigga, I'm a motherfucker.
Man, you think I can walk around looking this motherfucker good and be by myself?
So I'm the only single comedian?
Nigga, you ain't single. You just said.
Boy, you just.
You ain't had no pussy in 6 hours. Whatever you said.
Yeah, this nigga.
Hey, man. What? I guess I'm the only single one, boy.
Yeah. What that mean?
I'm out here in these streets, man.
You out here in these streets?
What does that even mean?
Don't get hit, man. Just on the sidewalk.
What that mean?
When I leave here, I can go wherever I want to go.
You
just came and took your house, country.
Yeah, that mean you grown.
Now I'm downtown.
You downtown, motherfucker. You can't go anywhere. You gotta go downtown.
They try to come to concert here? No. Don't let them up.
Right.
Don't let them up.
So you just said fuck it.
Yeah, man. I'm free.
Ain't shit else you can do.
You thugging.
I'm thugging. I ain't getting, Country Wayne thugging, man. I'm out here free, man. I'm out here free on y'all folk, for real.
I'm out here free
on y'all folk.
You know what we need to stop? We need to stop dating these regular sized women. They don't treat us right. We got to move, just switch the whole game and just date big women.
You know what?
Big women.
I'm telling you, man, these motherfucking regular shaped ass women who think they fine got us fucked up.
What's regular shape? Like, how you know when that's
regular? These motherfuckers.
When you think she pretty, but she ain't?
When they got all this surgery and shit, they think they fine. We just need to start fucking with big women. Big women ready to love us like we ain't been loving. That's how you do it.
Big one with a cute face.
Come on, man.
I've been doing that.
Big lips.
Some of my baby mamas, y'all.
Yeah.
You got some
body
big
smell
baby
good. You don't sweat.
I got some, man, I've been, big girls been my thing.
For real?
I'm from the country, so.
Big girl like Jackie.
But see, I'm from Mississippi. It's so funny.
Out of nowhere. Like,
I didn't even know they was.
Did you hear what this boy just
what
said?
What did he say?
Big girl like the Jackie O. They'll just grab the motherfucker. You be like, hold on, wait a minute. You just can't just be jacking dick like that.
Where you at?
She just grabbed the shit. Just hold up.
Where I'm from, so country, I didn't even know they was big girls until I went somewhere else.
Yeah, Atlanta.
I thought everybody was that size.
Yeah.
Like a country. I like an old country. I like a girl. I just like a woman who's just, I just like a clean woman from
real.
Mm-hmm.
Like but ain't nothing like no country women, tell the truth.
If they don't meet, I can't.
Ain't nothing like them country women, man.
Nah, man. Yeah, ain't nothing.
She ain't a lady, man. She ain't 180.
As long as a girl clean, man, I'm good, man.
Well, if she a country girl, she gonna be clean. She grew up with her grandma's house with that good well water.
Oh, man.
Take it back.
I like, love a country woman. That one.
What
like,
about cook, girl? I think if you, it's against the law to say that nothing.
What? Girl can't cook?
Like, no, if a girl cook, women be like, what it is? Like, oh, you cook your own food. Like, that's a thing now.
Mm-hmm. I like wish a motherfucker would tell me cook my own food. I'm like, okay. Cook my own food, huh?
Yeah, I want one.
I cook my shit better though. That's turn the shit. I done mastered that shit in quarantine. Right, I cook my shit better.
Oh, you single too?
You know how to cook?
No, I got a girl, but sometimes I be like, oh, don't do that. Let me do that.
Damn, you know how to cook? See, I taught my
she
girl.
She say she know how to make some shit, but she don't know how to make the shit. Yeah. Like, you trying to make the shrimp?
Don't get in trouble with me.
No, you got to tell her though how to make it though. That's
no,
how
you nigga, I got the prawns, the big boys,
right?
The big boys.
You don't want them fucked
so
up.
So you saying your
the
girl
big
can't
boys.
Cook?
The cocktail, my man.
No, the prawns where the shrimp big. You got to hold it damn near with two hands. Oh, no, the big ass shrimp. Mm-mm. I bought them, had them. She's like, I can do them. When I got the shit,
they
I came in the kitchen.
Side.
They was this side. I said, bitch, this wasn't supposed to be popcorn shrimp. These shits was shrunk the fuck up, man. I'm just like $36 a pound.
What? That boy buying shrimp in a pandemic.
That
boy,
that's a loaded question. You got like, what the fuck's around looking like a mother, looking this motherfucker. Girl, you gotta have somebody over there that know how to cook your big shrimp.
Should have turned them into the babies.
I ain't never had a woman cook me no big shrimp.
No, I don't like big shrimp.
I bought it.
Regular shrimp.
I was like, can you do it? She was like, yeah.
You talking about the little long one?
No, these, they were so big, it was like, what did they look like when they was alive? That's right. What I asked them before I bought them. I was like,
that's a big ass
yeah,
shrimp.
You get, go
no,
to
No, see, but I taught my girl how to cook. Like, I'm like, nah, less salt. Okay, add cheese. Okay, add butter. Then she did that. I'm like, see, when she do some shit good, I be like, look, remember what you did? That shit tastes good. And she be like, I know how to cook. I'm like, ah, look, just remember what you did.
What you did.
And that shit tastes good. So now she kind of, she tightened up.
So I'm suspicious, man.
Everybody girl can cook?
I'm up.
Everybody girl can cook?
She vegan, so she had to make
yeah, I'm vegan.
Oxtails and shit like that.
I'm vegan.
You vegan?
Yeah.
That's why you're scratching. You stop eating that
that's
grass.
Why I'm avoiding this whole conversation. My lady can't cook.
But
she can't cook.
You don't can't cook?
Hell no.
Ooh, that's
and then she be cooking shit and be like, try this. I be like, you eat it first. Do you like it?
Well, I don't want it. You the tester.
I know the fuck I'm not. I'm low. And then she be standing there like, no, what the fuck you do to it? You might, what you do to this?
You good at
it. This shit might be nasty as fuck, but then I'm obsessed with you. You might sprinkle some coochie juice or something in it. Now I'm fucking under a spell or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, the voodoo lady.
No.
Yeah. Put that period in the goddamn.
Spaghetti.
I ain't gonna say she can't cook everything. She can't cook the main course.
You see how
she
fucked
the size. Oh, I'm talking about the size.
I don't care
if
it's messed up y'all home. Everybody gonna get in trouble tonight. When this drop, a single man don't came and spirit this miserable spirit. And now y'all go home. Yeah, I don't mean all y'all say, y'all basically said your old ladies can't cook.
No. Yeah. I said mine can.
Joe can edit this out.
I said mine can.
Hey, see, let's be
he
real.
He said his shrunk up the shrimp.
She shrunk.
His can't cook.
He said
she can cook side.
Cook side. Mine
nope.
can cook.
No, don't say, no.
She can cook side.
You just said she can't cook nothing.
The main course.
No, don't try to back
no,
up.
No, he said size.
I said she can fuck up the size.
He did. And I said my girl could cook.
No,
I told her less
no,
salt.
No, you did. I heard what you cooked.
Add cheese.
That was noodles.
Add
that
cheese.
That was noodles.
No, it wasn't.
Well, you know the best thing salt? About this sick country one is she knows that she can't cook and she don't give a fuck.
He trying to come back now.
She don't. She knows she can't cook. She told me.
I'm a lover in the way top.
I just took for granted that she is a black woman. She knew how to cook. And she was like, hold up. Don't, wait, that ain't what I do. I order. I was like, what?
Come on, man. You got to be with us. You ain't trying to fuck up the household.
She can order good now.
I'm getting you. That's why I don't hang with no single man. I'm not good for your house.
But no, we baby daddies, so we know this.
Yeah.
How many children you got, Lord?
I got one.
Yeah.
You got a game.
Yeah. I ain't got none. Don't do that.
I meant that respect. Because I ain't the type of nigga. Because I'm all about the baby daddy.
You know, you see.
I'm like, you talking about big shrimp? He's like, the biggest.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
I'm like, in the pandemic? Like, what the fuck?
Goddamn, PUA got cut off and you just going crazy.
Hey, one time for that PUA, it came back for the people. $300. They ain't bringing the six back.
No.
I feel like people ain't talking about that enough, man.
What? The PPE?
The PUA.
What the what's that? It's another loan?
See, you ain't got no baby mama. Listen, them getting the unemployment, I felt like I was getting it. And they cut it off. See, you don't know what. See, you don't got too rich, Los. I ain't meant to tell you that. You don't win Hollywood. Country Wayne. I ain't want to say nothing. You don't
Country Wayne.
What happened, bro?
Like your beard, you ain't used to comb your beard like that. Like,
I didn't.
It's waving now. That means you doing that part.
And you got a brush.
You put a little dick in.
You know, Lo, everybody know. Damn, you putting butt on your beard now?
You know what I'm saying? Butt look like an A-Rab.
Yes,
this is the one. This show for the streets. You don't know what PUA is?
No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
Mm-mm.
Oh, 85, my bad.
Oh, the public assistance. Yeah.
No, don't worry about it. Y'all don't worry.
No, talk and spit that shit.
God, boy. Hey, boy. Well, he really fucked my bad.
PUA, talk your shit.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't know where I was at.
Yes, you were.
Y'all know what PUA is, ain't?
What? PUA is.
What is it, Pam?
No. That's a shame. Somebody behind the camera got to tell you, boy.
It's like unemployment. They extended it. You don't get the whole
$600,
now you get
$300. Oh, this is the pandemic. This is the pandemic money.
Oh,
the check for
support.
Hey,
you don't know
PUA? The pandemic money.
The SBA.
Y'all finna get it.
No,
but I told a lot of people to get it. I said, hey, you're not doing nothing. You better get this motherfucker.
I don't know.
I told a lot of people.
But see, I know a lot of people who did SBA.
I ain't the type of nigga.
Oh, no. I'm not
signing a goddamn thing for $300. They can kiss my dick 300 times.
Dog, this
woodpecker style. That'll mean like this.
Quick kiss.
What? $300?
What?
I'm not.
You could have did the NBA loan.
Nah, I wouldn't take a piss in the floor for
$300. We got all that. I'm going to make sure I get my unemployment and everything. Yeah.
I ain't unemployed, because soon as you got them making that,
I'm unemployed. I don't know what he talking about.
I am not. I work here at 85 South Media.
I'm not working either.
A limited liability corporation, that means we can't get you shit if something happens.
Yeah, but I work for
Country Wayne.
Nobody right now. Mm-hmm. I'm unemployed, so yeah, I don't care if I am employed.
I seen the documentary.
I ain't fine for this shit.
He not about to come up here and try to guilt trip me. This nigga said he had money before the comedy. It was two clubs, a car wash, a barbershop, and a titty bar.
I like that word. You said had. Child support got it all. Yeah.
They got the titty bar too?
Huh?
They got your titty bar?
The club? Nah, somebody got shot at the club, man.
Oh.
Damn.
You got some club. That's crazy.
That's a real promoter.
I always respect a motherfucker that had a life before they did comedy. Cause I wasn't doing shit before I really started doing this shit.
For real.
Yeah.
You ain't got no kids, boy.
I went to school, then I came back, started selling phones with this nigga.
Y'all sold phones?
You know I mean this nigga got cool.
What the fuck?
This nigga had quit the job. And I just kept telling them that he was coming. Then they got checked for like four months.
This nigga just said, I was the only nigga who knew how to close down the shit. I hold the whole store hostage, nigga. Y'all don't want to cover my shift? All right. Ain't nobody go home. Man, check us out. I'm like, all right, fuck that. Who gonna cover my shift?
On real shit, that nigga.
Check us out.
You know, the mall closed at 9. This nigga show up at 8:50, right at 9 o'clock. Hey, Chad, that nigga show up, close the computer. Like, we'll be through. All that nigga do is come in, clip, 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 clip. Did Clayton come to work yesterday?
Yes.
And then at one point when Chad and them went to school, everybody quit. I was the only one.
No.
And the dude, he thought he was the district manager. So he would never come to the store and just be me. He'd be like, did Clayton show up last night? I'm like, how else you think we logged out?
Give my boy that check. Fuck,
but he got a check. He'll tell you, he got a check for like
dog,
long
cause I had another job. I had another job at IKEA. So I'd be at IKEA all day. I'm around there running around this bitch. Trying to lift up big shit and pallets and shit. I said, where the fuck the forklift at? They said, ain't no forklift.
No.
With the hand truck shit.
It's you in the cart. God damn, man. Then I go out to this shit up there, Kennesaw. I sleep in the car, goddamn, until about 8:50. Walking that bitch. Do do do. All right, we good.
That's a touching story for real. That's touching.
You
give
a shit. Don't feel bad because the company was shady than a motherfucker. And he would tell you, one day we went to work. We worked in the mall or in the kiosk. Them niggas moved a plant where our job used to be. Like, the bitch was never
there. The whole kiosk gone, nigga.
It was like little remnants, like you might see a little phone case. No. It'd be a charger or some shit. Like you can see where the nigga ran out with all the nigga. Like,
you know the big plants in the mall, they just scooted them bitches over. Man. Like it was never.
So y'all just got fired and that was it.
When it fire, fire, that bitch evaporated.
The shit evaporated.
Hold on, y'all, didn't tell you?
Y'all was in the middle of the mall.
They didn't tell nobody.
Fucking gone.
And all y'all just gone. Sold phones? Like, niggas just come over and use phones.
Man, this is when niggas had rollover minutes, man. This is when niggas was trying to sell you on a package, nigga. You know you want nights and weekends?
Right.
Who the fuck don't want nights and weekends, bitch? You want nights and weekends? Bitch, yes! Motherfucker, no, I don't want to talk at night.
And you know the crazy part? It was $7 to add that shit.
No.
Yes.
Shit was real back then.
And yeah. Bro, the package was cheap as fuck. The whole thing is about getting you to act like the shit we work for is like, you pay the most of the money for the phone.
Right.
You pay $800 for the phone.
That's it.
But all the little add-ons is $7.
Man, that shit is
you can get 1,000 text messages for $11. Then for $13, you can get 1,000 plus unlimited at 7. Like, it was stupid.
You mean the at 7 o'clock to talk all night.
Oh, that was a whole nother promotion.
That was another package.
You get automatic. You get automatic free nights at night.
Yeah, we about to leave.
But if you pay $27, your free night start at 7.
We know.
And then you get a little $3-4 off. Everything, little thing you sell, you could make a lot of money. So
I think we need to go back to that.
Yeah, one check could be straight. You have a $1,500 check, and then the next week your check could be $8. Like, how the fuck I owe y'all all this money? And then you'll get this long statement of all the shit you sold, and then it'll show you what you owe them and what you was supposed to make, and then it'd be like negative 24 cents. And then you're like, nigga, ain't no way all these 24 cents added up to $188 for me owing y'all.
Right.
Some bullshit.
Damn. Because it's like the company would like, say for instance,
it's
all
a remarketer. It's a remarketer. It's not that, you know, you go to AT&T, that's right. AT&T.
This is bullshit.
This ain't AT&T. This AT&T brought to you by my friend and body them and homeboys in outer space. You know what I'm saying? It's four different fucking dumbass companies.
Who got a little network, got a little tower.
But man. Check this out. You know how people buy phone cases and screens and shit?
Right.
Now we can literally give you these motherfuckers or sell them to you for $50 if you're a bad.
That's how you make money.
You can give you these motherfuckers five free phone cases. Somebody just walk up and say, hey man, I bought this phone last week. My phone case broke up. Oh man, here you go. If somebody buy a new phone, you be like, I'm gonna get you these cases. They $30. Mm-hmm. They be like, okay, that's good. And you be like, nigga, these bitches is free.
Yeah.
So if you sell the $30 free charger, you get the $30.
Oh yeah, y'all.
So look, you say that to say this. We sold a bunch of shit we ain't believe in.
Hell, that's a phone.
You sold a bunch of shit we ain't believe in? Now?
You went to point.
Nigga, we just sell shit that we actually fucking believe in.
Man, now
and
we
that
just...
shit made way more money than you could ever imagine on them little fucking ass checks. Well, I made money without being there, but
y'all had great jobs. I sold cocaine.
Thank you.
I would not want to do that. They was what doing if that your bag busts in your pocket? Your fucking bag busts. Now you just got a pocket full of cocaine. You still got to sell it. You want some cocaine? Hold on. Put your hand out. Put your
hand out. Yeah. I done did that before.
You give you three fingers full.
That drug didn't work out for me. I couldn't sell it.
Okay.
No,
I used to buy a hub, but sometimes them niggas ain't know how to cook. That shit would get right back soft, because that was some bad dope.
You had the dope milk?
I don't know. Oh. It was milk. It turned into milk. I tell you that.
I had crack
milk. I was the only nigga on the block with crack milk.
get you a teaspoon.
I had to cut my dough. I had to re-rock it, though. No. I was a re-rock king.
Re-rock?
I go to Starship Sex Store and get Melatol. Yeah.
Fuck the block up, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I want to rock right now.
Yeah. Yeah, when that song came out, that re-rock ain't no clean with Future now.
Yeah. Every time I do.
Yeah, we were re-rocking, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That mean it was already rock.
I was cutting it for the people because I didn't want them to want something that strong.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Talk your shit.
Yeah.
Listen it.
I was thinking I was helping them out.
Lancing it up. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let that sizzle in your spirit.
And then eventually, they won't even need it no more.
That really happened. My uncle snorted some of my cocaine and passed the P-test the next day.
Wow.
For real.
You gave this nigga just enough.
Oh, y'all think I'm playing? Tate, I'm gonna lie. Yeah, Uncle Charles, man.
Pay that money.
I don't told you.
Yeah,
that was just some
Well, I hope y'all cut some of this. And to Miss Phyllis at the child support office, listen.
it's too late.
This is entertainment.
This is live.
What you doing is against the law. I'm just saying.
Yeah. 85 and associates gonna work on your case, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got lawyers too?
Yes.
85.
Man, one time for 85, Sasha. I'm gonna tell y'all, man. Damn, I want somebody to clap. But listen, man, y'all got a clapping team, boy. I'm talking about they clapping.
This is never fun, right?
But we gotta give it up, even though I'm on y'all show, I gotta give it up for y'all boys, because y'all really make history, right? Nobody don't wanna say what y'all did in the comedy game, coming together, and you know, selling out them shows. I seen y'all go from comedy clubs to big theaters, and it was getting bigger and bigger, man. Like the Migos, and y'all, to bring that crowd out to comedy, bro. Nobody ain't brought that crowd out to comedy, man. One time for 85 South Show. Yeah, for real, though. That was amazing. And to be able to do that in y'all own style, get on stage, you know what I mean, and do what y'all do. You know what I mean? That was, and I'm looking like, damn, boy, I'm working too hard. But this nigga got a sofa.
You be standing up the whole time? Huh? You be standing up the whole time?
I be still seeing this. But when you know a sofa there, that's just comfort.
Right.
Like, and you do your shit with a suit on. I couldn't do that.
Now, I done took the suits off. I like my back.
You be sharp, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you like be having your jacket like,
the trick to telling jokes is your back gotta be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, if I went to do this and I felt some shit getting tight, I'd have a panic attack in front of all of
me. What? Who trying to hug me?
Keep your goddamn hands up.
It'll fuck your vibe up a little bit.
Yeah, I get
it. I agree. Plus,
see, that's how I used to be by hats, but I had to take it off. Because I'm like, man, I just like my hat because I'm so fidgety, I just be talking shit.
Right.
I'm like, nigga, take that shit off your head.
Right.
And don't
let
there be no crutch.
Right.
Yeah, I don't wear the shoes. I don't wear the suits no more.
Yeah, I can't rely. You dig what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't wear the suits no more, man. Yeah. I just go on stage now.
I tried that shit one time, like, tried to change, put a suit on. When I went on stage looking like a deacon, I said, this shit is not crossing over. I feel that's like I'm talking to a congregation in this motherfucker.
If you still wear the suit, because one time I saw the nigga he had on the suit and he had some of them boots and the toes were too.
I was like, not the one that killed him up.
I was like, hey, Country Wayne.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. My name is Carlos Miller. BlueChew.com. Trust me. At this point, you already know. It's people asking me, man, what that Blue Chew do? Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And it's a sexual stimulant. Now, it's not going to cure any ailments or anything like that. But it will have you making sweet, sweet love to your lady.
BlueChew.com.
If you can benefit for more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fastest and easiest way to enhance your performance. These pills are amazing. Go check them out at BlueChew.com. If you could use a confidence boost or you just want to feel like your old self again, trust your mans. Use the promo code. It's only $5, man. You can try it for $5. Go online, BlueChew.com. You can go right on your phone. That's Blue, BLUE, Chew, CHEW.com. Hey man, make sure you hit that website and use their promo code. I just want you to see what all the hype is about. You get what I'm saying? Trust me on this. Use the promo code, get your first shipment for free. 85 South. I put that on everything. Times is hard out here. You hear me?
Them goddamn, get the fuck back, boy.
See, I was asking them everything except them. Hey, man, how many followers you got now? God damn.
That nigga, that's still, he talking to Toad lip on.
That's them cartel boots.
Yeah.
That's what the real Migo wear. That
motherfucker got them little shanks on them, bitch.
Hey. I don't wear cowboy boots, though. Cowboy boot. But, man, the suits, they were catching on to me, man. I was wearing the same suits. Mm. People taking pictures of like,
and the neck was dirty. Oh,
you had this on last year, ain't it?
Oh, yeah,
I thought I could trick them. I said, because you know, suits, I thought you could wear them over.
Right.
But they want you to wear a different suit each show.
Jeans, you can wear different. You can wear the same jeans, change shirt. Come on, somebody.
So I go on stage like this now. Go out there, give them that da 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 da. Hey, man, make people laugh. Have fun.
Man, talk your shit.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? We all out here doing the thing, man. Carlos, you know, 85 South, they don't came up, because they comb their beard different now, but.
I ain't got nothing.
What you mean?
Because I'm just being real, your beard wasn't never combed like that, bro. That's why you people laughing. You ain't never seen. Oh, you just did that today? You knew I was coming. That what's up, man. Yo.
My shit so gay.
Let me see.
My shit so gay.
How decent you?
My shit so gay.
Yeah.
Missing.
You coming though?
No, it ain't.
Yeah.
It shouldn't is. Be coming for
I
me.
Got a hole right there too, DC. I done cut mine up though.
How you doing?
You just gotta grow it and just brush it down like that.
Yeah, you know. Nah, your shit gonna come. You just gotta hang in.
You just
there.
Gotta feel it. Man,
I'm about to cut this shit off. Man.
That's where you fucking up at.
I need to cut it off and then let it grow back again.
That ain't gonna work.
You keep cutting
it don't work like
that.
The beard expert.
I just gotta let this shit just sit here, man.
You gotta look crazy.
Who you gonna listen to yourself who ain't never had a beard on me?
Your shit grow different, nigga.
No, I'm telling you how you do it.
That's crazy, because you know why?
No, because that's how it is. As when you grow a beard, it's got to be ugly for a certain amount of time. And then you wake up and then you got a beard. If you keep cutting it off, it's going to stay ugly. It ain't just going to fill in and be beautiful next time it grow in. You got to thug it out. That's how your fucking beard happens.
Yeah, DC.
Ask anybody who got a beard.
You put anything on your DC?
Hell no, I'm putting nothing on my shit.
Ask Country Wayne, brother. Your shit gonna be ugly for about 2 years. Tell him. For about 2 years, your shit gonna be beautiful for a whole year, and you still gonna have the same thing. Right. And then one day you just gonna wake up and be like, nigga, that bitch done filled in.
So what about mine? Mine gonna feel this? Go.
Hang in there.
How long it gotta be though?
Stop letting a nigga line it up perfect every time. You gotta, only time you should really get your shit like when you about to be in front of some money. Other than that, man, fuck all that handsome shit. You got money.
So your shit grow in, but you bald head though. So your face grow in.
That's why I'm telling you.
Your face grow different, but your head, nigga, that shit is at a complete stop. My face like, man, you know, me do it when we want to.
That was wrong with niggas right now.
I ain't even know I can do this shit. I'm like, nigga, don't trick me.
You
ain't gonna do it.
Well, you got to give him the hat. He the beard expert. You the hat expert.
See, that what I'm saying?
Share y'all knowledge.
Look at you. Just,
this shit just
look
grow.
Look at that young nigga just disrespecting all that goddamn
hat. This shit just grow just, you know.
Boy, I tell you niggas with hair don't appreciate a goddamn thing. Y'all just walk around, don't even comb the shit. Look, don't y'all gonna be bald too. Y'all gonna be bald too.
Don't speak that.
Y'all gonna be, you don't put shit on it. You're just waking up going outside. Hair dried in the motherfucker. It don't break off. You gonna be bald too. I can't wait.
I already know that shit coming.
Yeah.
And I got that ugly extra skin.
And guess what? Soon as I see you, I'm gonna be like, oh, it's on. I'm gonna challenge you like, oh, we gonna be fighting in the woods. You ugly bald head motherfucker. You talked all that shit. I told you put some moisturizer on it. Now look at you, sunroof, moonroof, stupid head having that. What you gonna do, put a tattoo on that bitch? Shut your dumb ass up. Bring your head here, boy. Stand behind me.
Talk your ass out.
You better keep that hat on too. I'm on your ass. Just
I'm gonna be on your ass too, because by then you're gonna lose your eyebrows. Ugly man. Look at you, acting surprised. What you doing? Oh, ain't surprised, ugly man.
You don't shit, you
I'm about to get on your ass. You can't be mad if you want to. What's wrong, Carlos? He's surprised.
Fuck wrong with you, DC. You look like a roach. You pull their antennas off and they still laugh.
But I'm on your ass. Why the hell we roasting
you? On your ass, ugly too. Man. Look at your head mustache. Look like another
ass. He said, we ain't been in the woods.
Why? Ugly man.
You know, okay. You don't came
why,
all
man,
with
you. You're the only nigga in the woods.
Oh, boy.
Stupid head.
Don't leave me hanging on camera.
Oh, my name is AZ.
Not in front of everybody.
AZ, AZ.
We high.
Oh, my God. Stupid head.
Bro, we are high.
What? There ain't
already.
No roses on my own, nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to get you. I can't wait. It's all right. I'm going to look up and all y'all niggas going to be bald. And be like, now you need a leader.
Oh. Ah, damn, don't put that curse on me.
Okay, it's coming. Uh-oh. Just trust me.
I was. No, I'm straight.
Just trust me. Mm. One day it's gonna happen.
I'm nigga dumb for.
Don't worry about it though.
Mm. I told you my Capri Sun.
All three of them?
Yeah, go crazy.
Nah, I don't want one. I just, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, they was for the get. We got start taking nigga, the you gate. Think we only got three?
Oh, my hollow God, dog, man. I know you don't win Hollywood. Good Lord have mercy.
That's why I want you to have it.
God, dog, man. They throwing away Capri Suns now.
Look at that. All you had to do was accept it. Nine and four.
I'm good. I like the way it's displayed.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I like the way it displays.
We'll get some more.
Yeah.
We Capri Sun now.
I like the way it displays, Lowe's, man.
I know you like these.
Yeah.
We buying by the family pack.
Nah. Yeah. I don't drink Capri Suns for real. Mm. Nah.
You just be drinking that vegan juice, though.
Huh? Yeah, I think Capri-Sun vegan, though. I was going to look at the pack, but ain't nothing on. Mm-mm. I ain't noticed they ain't got no instructions.
This fruit punch got pork in it.
Dang, they ain't got no.
Fruit punch got pork in it?
Oh, fruit punch?
Mm-hmm. They ain't got no ingredients, for real. Mm-hmm. I don't see nothing on the back.
Boy, Capri-Sun got all natural ingredients.
Well, my eyelids heavy as I don't know what.
You all right?
Huh?
You all right?
Yeah. I'm good.
Hey, Capri-Sun and Gangsta, they don't tell you the ingredients. They just tell you they all natural.
All what?
That's how you know they good people, though.
Nah, that's all.
You know,
all natural ingredients.
An astronaut invented this shit.
He was a black man?
Carlos, you be having a lot of facts on your shoulder. I don't know if they really facts.
They really facts.
Google it. You got to Google you after you say something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, we know. We know they got a whole center.
Bro, I know I'm kind of useless shit. Did you know your ears don't never stop growing?
Goddamn lie. I know mine don't stop. Ain't no way.
Your ears grow your whole life.
My
ears grow your entire life?
Yeah.
Old people do have them big ass ears.
So do.
But can't hear for shit.
They don't help nothing.
Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Your ears grow.
Yeah.
Nah.
Can't believe it.
Nah, I think mine. Well, I ain't never lost my two front teeth.
Never.
They just got longer and wider.
You bullshit. Like baby teeth.
Mm-hmm. You know, same teeth.
Boy,
nigga, those grown folk teeth. No. Stop playing with me, man. I know grown folk teeth.
If a baby came bro. Out with those teeth, that nigga that's my grown to the science.
You ain't seen a baby with some grown folk teeth. You like nigga early? No. God damn. They were four, two big ass teeth.
What the fuck?
They was kind of bigger.
Shit.
But they got longer and wider as I got older.
So them still your baby teeth.
You know, my same teeth, these two right here.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Them on the main one that dropped.
That man, out of all the shit I ever heard, I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Baby teeth grew.
I refuse to believe it.
And came
so,
home.
So them the first teeth that came and they stayed.
They stayed.
Where you from?
Baby teeth grew.
I'm from Midland, Georgia. All these came out when I was young, but.
Midland, Georgia.
Yeah.
Did you grow up by like some power lines or something?
Nah, bro.
Cause ain't no way you.
I grew up by a train track.
That might explain.
I grew up in Marietta too. Shout out to Boston Homes, Marietta, Georgia, man. Boston Homes, Baptist Town, all that. Yeah.
Marietta is not necessarily a nice place.
I know.
Where is that?
Marietta, Cobb County.
No, I'm saying where the Baptist Homes. Where is that?
It was there. That was the hood. You from the suburbs.
I was in Marietta in the hoodest hood. The worst neighborhood out there. Hickory Lake.
What's your county? We talk about the same Marietta?
Cobb County.
Yeah.
Oh, we all?
Cobb County,
oh, we all?
I went back and forth. I used to stay, but my mama used to move every year. You know what I mean?
Every year?
Every year.
Yeah, so, that nigga used to stay over there. They find people in the goddamn lake. And the trash can.
You know where Baptist Town used to be at? You know the Big Chicken and all that?
Yeah, I wasn't down there.
That's Broadway Road, all that shit. Yeah.
I was South Cobb, Windy Hill, right behind the check.
Yeah, I stayed in all the project. Lemon Street, Baptist Town, Boston Homes.
It was fucked up when I was over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real fucked up.
Yeah, that's how I was, man.
No.
Ooh, it was wrong.
For me, wish I don't know about that.
He'll tell you, when he used to come over my house, there was some niggas who had been outside since I moved out there that never went in the house.
Where?
When I was staying in Hickory Lake.
Yeah, where you stay at now? I've been to one of your households, my bad.
Your household.
You talking about one of your, my bad.
You gotta come to the new one.
God, dog.
I gotta come to the new one.
Yeah, you gotta come to the new one.
Oh, I'm talking about Los embrace that money.
Man, fuck.
You gotta let them know you got it.
I ain't got it.
Yeah, damn child support, I got it.
I pay all my child support.
I don't think you know what the fuck you just said.
Pay all you my see child that? Support.
On YouTube.
Nah, y'all can cut that out. We too cool. Too cool for that.
Okay, cut that one out.
Who the elder?
I pay all my child support.
Hold on, who the elder?
That's the
editor. Huh?
That work collaboration.
Okay, yeah, but cut that out. All that I said about, what I just said about me got it like, nah.
Yeah.
You got it like that.
DC got it.
You richer than me.
Yeah.
Nigga, you posted so many dates, I don't even know how you gonna do all that.
Brother, that's
shows.
Social distance. DC got 10 shows coming up.
Don't be telling on DC.
I ain't doing shit.
Go on and tell them.
I'm just going to talk to somebody.
We got to embrace it, man. We getting money. Because they're going to tell the people. I mean, 85 South getting money.
What you mean?
That nigga done got two bones with thunder sticks. Nigga, that's about some thunder.
You gotta embrace it, man.
Well, you drunk both of them, but you high.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That nigga have drunk both of them.
I'm on 85 South, man. What 85 South square at, man? I'm finna turn to my other person, man.
Who told you we was getting money?
Man, y'all getting money around here, man. Go and tell the folk, man, we getting money, man.
What you mean?
Man, they think comedians ain't getting money, man. Where my head at, man?
You been saying damn that shit a lot.
We getting money, man. This character drip.
Bro, we humble over here. We working.
Man. Nah, man, we getting money, man. Go and tell me, man. Y'all be selling out theaters. You
we
think
not employed.
Man, people seeing that.
Selling out theaters.
85 stop one time. What it is? Yeah, we getting money around here. You know what I'm saying? Whole team, whole squad. Yo.
Talk your shit.
Yeah. I'm the side dude. Everybody else in the front. You know what I mean? Everybody getting money. Yeah, like that. You know what I'm saying? We dripping right here. Dripping.
See, you fucking up. Child support gonna think you got another guy.
Hey, tell child support, child support, I paid it and I'm still up. Yo, what are they talking about? Y'all gonna edit this? What y'all gonna do?
We gonna cut it out. Okay.
You gonna cut it out? Yo, child support, we still up. Yo, all that. Yo, child support, it ain't never been behind. We still up, we still got it. What?
All this shit.
We booked, walked up, what?
He better let it help.
Boy, we turn back. Boy, we done did millions with these things, boy. Yo.
Hey,
yo, child support, tell child support we ain't stuck.
Hey,
you
cut that, all right? Nope.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
We keeping all that.
Yeah, we getting money, man. 85 South, we getting money. That's why I put this on. Hey, 85 South, man.
Talk
85 South, man, getting money.
Tell me, we got lighters.
85 South, 85 South got lighters, man. The studio, all kind of cameras back. I see somebody with a Tyler Perry shirt. Tyler Perry Studios.
The candles did 100,000.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Damn.
And then
views on Facebook.
Ooh. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, getting money around here. Anytime you lay back like that in sports, see, I couldn't afford it.
Bruh, who told you that we was getting money?
Carlos, brother, your beard told me. Come on, man. Everybody know you're getting money. You can't I'm hide it. Come on, man. Let DC, he walked in here. Did you see the coat DC walked in here with?
Why
I was so I was
why
underdressed. I was like,
on?
Damn, did I drink, huh?
Why he have a coat on?
DC.
I did.
DC.
He cold showered.
Show DC.
It was cold as hell, bitch.
Yeah, DC.
I ain't never bought one of these.
Sean, look at that. Go on, tell the truth. Tell it. Look at that.
He cold season.
Okay, but DC, Sean, how you walked in when he came and he spent and spoke to everybody like that.
Yes,
Sean,
that, man. I told him, folks, I said, hey, man. What the fuck going on?
Boy, getting money. I ain't got no coat like that.
Bro, I don't need them.
I ain't gonna lie, boy. It was cold.
Come on, man.
Hell,
y'all got peacoat. Y'all got peacoat.
You got a peacoat.
Bro, I ain't
you got
no peacoat. Man, okay.
It might not be like that, but you got
peacoat. I ain't got no peacoat.
Hey, now.
No, damn that. We getting money, man. I can't be scared.
You getting money.
That's what I'm saying.
You the motherfucker getting money. You buying houses and shit and giving them away. Mm. You just let motherfucker come spend the night and kick you out. Yeah, who give away their house?
Let me tell you what happened.
That's how you know you're getting
money. A paid for house.
Oh, child support.
We got a few sweaters, and you getting away a house.
And I'm on child support.
A paid for house.
Damn lie.
Talk your shit, gang.
No, it ain't. Ain't no house paid for around here.
She said, you want it? Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Big tab.
My brother will switch masks and everything over here, boy. That was up. But we getting money around here. 85 South. 85 South, we dripping all over the stove. Nick Bone dripping all over the couch.
Woo!
Yeah, drip. Oh, you don't want the beat, man.
You don't want it. You don't want it.
Oh, you want me?
Bring it in.
Yeah.
Who they want?
Yeah.
Who they want?
Yeah. Dripping all over the South. This is 85 South. Keeping it real out my mouth. What are they talking about? Yeah, we came from the bottom. Yeah, we came from the hood.
Yeah,
he's smoking that bell.
Yeah.
DC smoking that good.
Hey! You better talk your shit, Conker.
Yeah, what's up?
Fuck wrong with these niggas, man.
That. Yo, do that.
Yeah.
Do that, look. You book him? It just went good with you. I had to say it. Yeah, it went good. Like I was trying to come up with canned goods, all that, but it ain't fit. I said, when it was built, I said, oh, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I said, I can't wait. The studio going to go crazy when I do this.
Yeah,
my dog. Yeah.
That big going number one. That big going, okay.
Nigga went crazy.
Yeah, he went crazy.
That went crazy. I do that easy, man. This drip.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. But you know the beat's still on, right?
The beat? Okay, come on, what you want to do?
Country Wayne, I know everything. I'm just smoking weed. His blood full of cocaine.
Oh, damn, damn.
He said you be smoking yam.
I don't think he's talking about me, because they ain't smoking. He ain't talking to you, DC.
No. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we tripping. We on the couch.
Yeah.
I guess I'm living.
Yeah, you living.
This couch ain't clean.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What they say?
Yeah. What they say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We over here. We over there. Yeah. Why they sitting in office chairs? I'm confused. Well, this a podcast of office choose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going then.
Come on, man. Come on, I'm gonna get some 85 South money. I'm gonna be rapping all day.
Go ahead. Keep going. You got the flow. Keep going.
It's gonna be 285. The dude with two big eyes joined the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Hey, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Came from the bottom. Got out the mud. Thinking a plan. Start selling jokes. We sold it like drugs.
No.
Yeah. We out of the wall. We don't need the plug.
No.
Thinking a plan. The house is clean. But look up under the rug. Ooh. Yeah, heard just what she said.
Yeah.
She say her eyes clean until I went under that bed.
Oh, yeah.
Swear that she a thug.
Yeah.
Woke up itching. Bed bugs.
Damn. What you call that bug?
Bed bugs. Yeah, was it? I don't know. Yeah, cause I seen something on the floor. Stomp him.
Yeah, damn.
It wasn't me and no roach. Had to tell it where they go. I was the coach. Ooh. Yeah. These is bar. I'm dripping hard.
Yeah.
Thinking a plan. Woo, woo. Came on the boulevard.
Hey, let me see. I know that girl.
Okay.
She give good hugs.
Yeah.
Them wasn't roaches, bro. Them was water bugs. Yeah. Told her hold up.
Yeah.
Everything all right.
Yeah.
Looked up under the cabinet. She had some termites.
Mm. Damn.
And everything nasty.
Uh-huh.
And you know she had that ass and she was classy.
Yeah,
I'm chilling in the living room.
Uh-huh. What?
Because she got too many roaches in the bathroom.
I don't care about roaches. I'll come back. I'll come back. Let me eat a kid's snack.
Yeah.
I'll come back.
What?
I'll come back if you let me eat a kid's snack.
Yeah. Is the kids having fun?
I don't give
you got
a
them
fuck.
Doritos. Get them Capri Suns. Hey. Drinking up all the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. People yellow because they ain't drinking water. Yeah. We do this all day, man. Hottest rap out. Drip Wayne right here, you know what I'm saying? Robert. I don't know what camera we on, but we dripping, man.
Robert, you don't believe me when I tell you all these cameras on, huh?
I don't know.
85 Associates gonna call you.
P. Yellow. I ain't drinking water.
Gonna get you, dog.
Yeah.
P. Yellow.
Yeah. Got all the cameras on, we ripping. Yeah. Yeah.
All of them.
P. Yellow.
One man.
They ain't drinking water.
Yeah.
I don't even talk to girls.
What's wrong with you, man?
I don't talk to girls that don't drink water.
Wait, boy, this is stupid,
boy, that's aroma.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
No, no.
But I'm the hottest rapper out, though.
I knew it.
That nigga's stupid as fuck, man. You got mystical stranded.
Yeah, you a cold nigga.
My that's dick. Funny as fuck. I'm gonna go back to the nigga like, bro, I know a nigga who left Mystical Scranton, bro.
Hey, man. He ain't make it, man.
How much you lose?
Huh?
Lost all up.
Nah, about 10 rack.
Woo!
Still a loss, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a hard one.
Especially coming from the street.
Yeah.
Loss is a loss.
You got no money to find your ride to that point. Fuck that bullshit, you'll get
this. Man, I ain't lick, man. Hey, man.
I let
you go ahead and buy you a little car.
I'm supposed to hit with Mystical. I feel like that was a win-win, bro.
For real.
They told you juvenile. You ain't.
For some reason, I'm feeling really gangster in this 85 right now, though.
I ain't never seen you like this.
You ain't never seen me, y'all.
In this mode.
Yeah, you ain't seen me in this mode, man. I'm really feeling gangster for real, man.
Like
for real, dog.
We some outlaws. This comedy.
Comedy.
This illegal. We ain't supposed to be doing this shit right now.
Shh. I been shooting videos. No COVID tests or nothing.
We some hard here. Don't say that.
Juice.
You have been doing the testing.
Yeah, we've been testing. We were really I said no COVID testing. Technically.
Oh, okay.
Technically.
Yeah, we messed up then.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, is this live?
We done let you in the NBA bubble and shit. You been out here hugging, bitch?
Yes. Yeah, I have those. I'm gonna tell you now. But I ain't got it. Yeah, we already had it. Everybody in Atlanta got antibodies, man, you know that.
Nah, you stupid as fuck.
Atlanta got antibodies. Everybody in Atlanta don't have them.
You said, but Atlanta got the antibodies.
Atlanta gonna be the first place healed. For real. Yeah. Man, listen, my whole family had it, for real, straight up.
We might be, we good to COVID-20.
We got the antibodies.
We good to the next one.
Oh, the next one come back?
We good to the
next one. You heard before that man just said.
I think you're right.
Nigga said everybody.
Everybody don't caught that.
He said everybody don't caught that.
Yeah, everybody don't lost their taste of smell before. I ain't seen that. Why wouldn't everybody catch it there like that? They don't want to tell nobody.
I think I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so,
ain't no telling. Cause that shit is out here, but I ain't no telling. Everybody
in Atlanta don't have it. Come on now, ain't no way.
Shout out to my pops and my granddad. They in Florida, they had it, but they bounced back. My granddad 91, so yeah, he good.
That was up.
Yeah.
That was up, man.
Back.
Messing around, man. That's a fact.
He was talking big shit to Ronald. Get your pussy ass out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Bitch ass nigga, I live due polio.
I still think that shit made up.
Think so?
Man, yeah. Trying to kill up a pop legend and it didn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck been going on. They thought it was going to work on black people. It didn't work like they wanted it to.
Mm-mm. Niggas wanted
it. It got them black people start having a good time.
Mm-hmm. See, this
that
one,
shit was like, oh,
this
shit.
The only time racism worked in our goddamn favor, mm-hmm. because we get everything last.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, I'm just saying, we was the last motherfuckers to get the shit.
Tyler was talking about
it wasn't meant for us. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like the Spanish flu.
The Spanish flu was just for the Spanish.
You get the Spanish flu.
It's supposed to be for the Spanish people.
You get the Spanish flu, you just start speaking Spanish.
Sabado Domingo gonna be okay, you know what I'm saying?
You speak Spanish fluently. Oh, but that's just some hot shit.
The way you talk, you believe everything you say. Well, boy, ain't no way in the hell. Listen, I'm gonna start Googling. You know, I thought you was a fact checker.
What have I said that you don't believe?
You just said if you catch a Spanish flu,
you speak Spanish fluently. It happened.
If I'm gonna smoke something, I'm gonna smoke over here.
Go over there, man. Yeah. More for me.
It ain't, man.
Where you think they was getting their weed from? Y'all ungrateful.
You said, well, y'all ungrateful. Why you put y'all in it? See, that's what's wrong, man. One nigga get a whoop, everybody gotta get a whoop.
Oh, man.
Come here, line them up. Line them up.
Stupid.
I ain't do nothing, uncle.
Carlos, you might have some more babies, man.
Why you say that?
I'd be glad when comedians have babies. I told DC last time. I said, boy, you gonna have another baby. Didn't I tell you that?
You did.
Bro, you go
back. But I already told him it was the worst anyway.
I cheated. He's stupid. I forgot you told me that part.
He never
thought. Hey, but I told you about child support though, DC.
You did. You said it get real.
But the nigga said he gonna have 10.
Man.
10 babies. He said he gonna make 10 of them.
Yeah, I got 8 more on the way. You did.
Hey, good. I'm making money with my son right now. Straight up. My son, they video last week, they about $20,000.
Fuck you talking about?
Straight up. With my children, bro. I told my, that's why I live on here at the house. I ain't tell the whole story. I told my baby mama, man, they paying the bill now.
Right.
Yeah.
For real. When they get older, they be good. Now, that first stage,
bro,
you don't even feel like doing it.
They made $20,000. You'll be out of child support in no time.
What?
They paying my child support back. Jesus is popping. My haters is flopping. You know what I'm saying?
You dig what I'm saying?
I'm making money with my children now. So to my baby mama, I'm getting it back anyway.
There
you go. Yeah.
They gonna see this, though?
But they do watch. At least two of them watch this shit.
The kids love this shit.
Yeah, they gonna see this.
I'm just saying, baby mamas love this shit more than anybody. That's 90% of my fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Baby mamas.
At least
they watch,
three.
They
at
watch
least
the show
three.
Mostly.
See, y'all got the baby mamas, and I got the baby mamas mamas. That's what it is.
No, we
mamas,
got mamas. Baby mamas and baby mamas. Mamas who got mamas. Baby mamas.
Yeah, so I got the baby mama grandma.
You got Nano.
Oh, I got Nelly.
Nelly Pudge.
Who the fuck I got?
Shit. They got 401ks, though. Shout out to Nelly. They got them 401ks.
Who Nana I got? Putin.
Who you got?
Yeah.
Oh, you got all you got.
You got don't all worry, the CVS Walgreens.
Hey, man, don't like wish that. Nothing bad on me. I've been through enough, okay?
I didn't say that.
I've been through enough.
You're going to get some more kids.
I got war stories.
Yeah, you're going to have some kids. You're going to have, Carla, you're going to have your back-to-back, too.
Why y'all wishing
this on me? You have a daughter, bro. You have a daughter, they gonna change your whole perspective on shit.
I got 7 daughters.
Shit!
Damn, somebody said, shh, who said that? I got 7 daughters, man.
I'm just like, it is what it is now.
Yeah, but after that first one, man, hey, get it.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, man. They ain't have Plan B pill though, you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Shit, yeah, they did.
Then?
Shit, I don't know. I don't, man, ain't no way.
See, after, yeah, I took
after
one
after about four, I'd be like, man, I'm just bad looking.
You took one before?
Yeah, ain't no way.
I took a Plan B pill before.
You took it. That's where you went wrong.
Huh? Nah. my uncle told me if you take one before you, they won't get pregnant.
No. Why you believe that?
He done took a Plan B pill and thought he
you
could
made, you done, now you done made this bitch immune to Plan B, right. Nigga. You done, yeah, damn.
Man, I got their knees for work. I'm telling you that now. Don't do it. It ain't good for your knee. My knees got so thick. Boy, I couldn't feel this part of my knee. It was meat. I was like, what the hell on my damn knee?
It put inflammation in your knees.
It put fluid in your knees. So, fellas,
no.
Don't take no Plan B. I don't care what remedy.
Damn.
These niggas crazy
as hell. Fluid
Country
in
One.
Knees.
Man, we appreciate you fucking with us in the trap, man.
I appreciate y'all. Appreciate
don't
y'all.
Don't let this be the last time that you come through the trap and rap.
We finna
because you gotta wear your 85 South cap.
Yeah.
Up to the front or to the back and give them dap. Don't cut them no slack. Learn how to act. If you wanna be a Mac, you need to stay some facts. Stay black and sell a little bit of crack until your money starts to stack and then get some back. Up to the streets and then get a freak with a lot of ass meat and then get a pregnant for like 48 weeks or something. I just be bumping. I always be coming up with something cool or something. Grabbing on the titties and boobs. That's what I do. That's like my secret specialty fucking move. I will flip her from the back and put her elbow in her neck and have a nipple on the carpet while I'm having rough sex.
Hey, he done got a carpet burn. That's
hey, fucked up. Hey, I say the wop get wet. I say the wop get wet and then take her to the mall and spend a welfare check.
Okay, Los. I'm loving the way that you ride. When the wop get wet, we call it slippery slide. And here we go. 85 South, this is the show. Green light game, no red light, cause we always on go. Hey, we came from the baller, all up from the hood, but now in the pandemic, man, we still doing good. Okay. These boys smoking backwood. They say they smoking the herb, thinking of plan. Woo, woo. And I know that they heard. 85 South Show, they be doing the thing. Carlos Click in DC and your boy K Wayne. Swear riding their thing from the head to the floor. Now kids standing on all 10 toes. And the mamas couldn't stop me, couldn't lay me down. This is how I'm kicking, man. We straight in the south. Hey, we ain't from the west coast in the bay. All us gonna turn the Atlanta to the straight LA. Hey, yeah, man, we killing, man.
Let me go ahead and be clear, man. Check this out. If you looking for a good place, man, to have fresh food, deliver on time, and give back to the community, nigga, HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe route, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. You know, because I got a second baby, you dig? So I got to have somebody who gonna bring the food fresh. I'm talking about on time, and it's already prepped up. So when I cut it out and put it on the stove, it take me about 15 minutes. Hey, man, anybody out there like saving money? You like discounts? Well, guess what? You can save up to 28% by using HelloFresh versus your grocery store shopping trip. HelloFresh offers fresh, high-quality ingredients every week for a super flavorful experience. So what I'm trying to tell you is, make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80. And you know what? I told you to get back. On your first meal at HelloFresh.com, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take off $80. Yes, sir. So make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80 to get that discount. Don't worry about it. Don't trip. Because HelloFresh be cutting out all the stressful meals, planning and grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get to the dinner, all right? So go on and get your cook on. Make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80 to get $80 off your first
your first meal. And guess what? Included your free shipping. Oh, no. We going to make sure it's free. Oh, yeah, we going to make sure it's free. But you know what? Restrictions apply. So make sure you go to HelloFresh.com and figure it out.
Hey, yo, too stupid. This nigga came got extra gangster, man.
You was feeling
slow,
it.
Man. Oh, shit.
Appreciate y'all having me coming through, man. Y'all. Appreciate all the gear and everything.
Most definitely. Hey,
Oh, for sure.
My
dad took him home. True story. I've been telling you to come.
Hey, man, guess what? There is no better place to get in on all of the action better than DraftKings, you dig? The leader in one-day fantasy sports. Hey, man, guess what, man? To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings got about what? A couple $1 million in prizes. Hey man, if you haven't tried out DraftKings yet, head on over there to the App Store and go on and download that app. You don't want to miss it. Uh-oh, every run, every pass, every catch means more with the DraftKings, man. All you gotta do is pick your lineup and stay real small up under your salary cap, and guess what? You're gonna see that money stack up against your competition. DraftKings done paid out millions of dollars. They paid out what? Yeah, man, y'all better go sign up, because you don't want to miss that. They done paid out millions of dollars since 2012, so they know a little thing, you know what I'm saying? They know a little thing or two. Cook. I'm finna download that shit right now. Guess what you can do, man? Go on over there to DraftKings right now, download the app, use the code 85SOUTH, and for a limited time, new users can get a chance to win millions of dollars in prizes this week. So you know what? You don't want to miss week two action, okay? So go on over to DraftKings right now. Download the app. Use the code 85SOUTH. And you can get a chance to win millions of dollars off your first deposit, okay? With the code 85SOUTH. So don't miss that shot, my man. Handle your bid. You did. Boom! Uh-oh. Draft your lineup now and feel the sweat like you never did before.